Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Michael Downard. We're talking Hiawatha Redhawk football. Redhawks fall in their season opener last Friday at Troy. Final score 12-10. Really a close, tight game throughout the entirety of it, Coach. And I'm sure you learned a lot about your team. I guess what were kind of some of your biggest takeaways, some of the good and some of the bad that you saw in the first outing?
Yeah, I think defensively we played pretty solid. Had a few miscues that kind of cost us a few points, but kind of happened on situations that we don't necessarily, you know, drill all the time. I think they scored on a scramble drill and, you know, stuff that we got to clean up, and we got them in the film room, went over some stuff. Offensively, some good things. I thought we ran the ball okay. I would like to see a little bit more yardage, but we're getting up at finally over 100 yards rushing. Pass game was a little bit off offensively. Didn't complete a lot of passes. Missed some throws. Thought we needed to be better in that area. So that's kind of our takeaway and what we've kind of been working on this week.
Yeah, I think I saw you had 4 turnovers maybe total. So, I mean, you have to think maybe you cut down on that a couple and certainly had a chance for a different outcome.
Absolutely. Turnovers and penalties really did not. I think we had 13 penalties as well. So, yeah, that many turnovers and that many penalties is going to be really tough to win a football game.
Xavier Oldham had a good game rushing the football, scored a touchdown for you, also kicked a field goal. I'm sure you kind of feel good about that if you have more close games this season. The field goal is a weapon at your disposal this year going forward, right?
Yeah, I think all around our special teams did a really good job. Astrodock, he had some nice returns. Kickoff, we had a couple good returns. And, yeah, Xavier played really well. Really proud of him. He's taken a lot of time and invested on his own and over the summer and getting better at kicking. And yeah, really pleased with how Xavier performed offensively and special teams-wise.
Last week, Coach, you mentioned, you know, the offensive and defensive line with some more inexperienced guys up front being a big key to the season. How did they grade out? What are some good and bad that you saw from the line in week one?
Yeah, physicality, I thought we did okay. We need to get better at climbing the linebackers. We still have a few missed assignments. Some guys not really, they're in the right area, but not getting on a guy. So, you know, again, little things I think that we've been really trying to fix this week.
Hiawatha gets their first home game of the season and big 7-leg opponent hosting Perry LeCompton in week 2. We'll talk about that matchup next with Coach Downard here on the Red Hawk Locker Room Chat. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Michael Downard, talking Red Hawk football and Coach home opener, first big 7-league game, and pretty good football team. Obviously, Perry LeCompton coming off a big win over Jeff West. So how have things been the last couple days, kind of turning the page, I guess, and now getting ready for Perry here in your home opener?
Oh, yeah. I guess it does help that we saw a spread team in Troy. You know, Perry's going to spread it out as well. So, kind of helps us as far as defensive game planning. It's not a huge change from week to week. Perry's going to be more physical. They got some bigger linemen. I'd imagine they're going to try to run it and wear us down quite a bit. They still definitely have the capability to throw it as well. So defensively, we're just trying to get to our assignments and play sound football. Offensively, it's kind of the same deal. They got some big D linemen, some good linebackers, good secondary. So we just try to practice and try to emulate some of that speed and size, which is tough to do, but that's kind of where we've been at this week.
You bet. Well, and seems like a lot of coaches talk about, you know, between weeks 1 and 2, there's so many things to do. I would imagine you feel the same way. I mean, once you finally not only see an opponent on film, so you have more studying to do there, but you've seen yourself in a game and on film, you probably feel like there's not enough time to get as many things accomplished and work on that you want to this week, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. With self-scouting, like, you know, going over our stuff, pouring back over, you know, what we could have done better. We didn't get a lot of time to reflect and dwell on Troy. You know, it's Perry coming in, and that's, you know, we got to get ready, and we're trying to fix as many of those mistakes as we can. Like you said, it's just not a lot of time to do it. So hopefully, you know, we've had pretty good pace and tempo of practice this week. So hopefully we make some of those improvements.
A little more numbers in the senior class this year than you've had for a while, Coach. What kind of leadership do you feel developing, and what's kind of like the overall attitude that you feel like this team is taking on?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing that I've been always trying to preach here is that camaraderie and that brotherhood and playing for one another. And that's absolutely going in the right direction. So I think, you know, we always talk culture and preach culture. We keep getting the guys to buy in, and the seniors have done a great job being leaders, you know, through the summer and now through the first, you know, it's tough to lose that game for those guys. And I thought they've done a really good job of responding and getting the guys around them to respond to practice this week as well.
Great to hear, Coach. Best of luck in week two, Friday night in your home opener. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Mike Downard, head coach of the Red Hawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.